Now, you ought to know with Dave Serio on Frederick's News Radio, 930 WFMD.
Calls on our nationwide toll-free line, 866-96-TALK-CARS. Now, Dave Serio.
Thank you, Mr. Frank. I appreciate that so much. We thank Frank for helping us out last week with helping us with the show and coordinating the show and talking to our callers. I'm Dave Serio. It's Saturday morning, and that means you ought to know right here, 10 to 11 on Free Talk 930 WFMD. It's Automobile Show. We talk cars. Let's do it. Let's talk with Sarah on the line. Good morning to you, Sarah.
Yes, hello. Good morning, Dave. Thank you for your show. I love it.
Well, thank you.
So just an extension from your morning show. In talking about, different cars and engines that go up really soon, different models and things like that,
right.
I have a 2003 Durango, the last model, last year of the older model, and I really love the truck because it's, I need the room because I just have so much going on.
Sure.
And I put a lot of money in the underneath of the truck, because going through, doing a lot of city driving, it goes
sure.
through a lot of bumps.
Beat the heck out
like
of
that.
It. Absolutely. Yep.
Right. But even though I use it, you know, outside of the city to do lots of things. Anyway, so my son, he's a diesel mechanic, and just trying to think about what kind of, it only has 125,000 miles on it.
Okay.
But, and just thinking and looking at all these other SUVs, which I would really like to stay with that SUV, he's recommending to me now the Jeep Grand Cherokee diesel
okay.
engine. And what are your thoughts on those?
Well, I have a little bit of concern. It is a European diesel, okay?
Oh,
you may know Jeep is owned by Chrysler. Chrysler
okay,
is FCA, which is Fiat Chrysler Automobiles. And this is an Italian diesel engine that is new to America over the last couple years. They did have some issues in the very beginning, but they say they've straightened them out and they've reintroduced this engine. So I do have some concerns. I really think with diesel prices still being 30 cents, 70 cents, 75 cents higher than regular sometimes, I'm still leaning towards gasoline engines. I really am.
So it's not quite the diesel world yet, because he's saying everything is going to go diesel. You know, well, it does cost a little bit more, but you get so much more mileage out of a diesel engine, and it burns cleaner, and that, and the other.
In most cases, yes. We don't know about that on this particular engine yet. Okay?
Oh, okay.
When you deal with your big engines, your Cummins and stuff like that, yes, they get 200,000, 300,000, 400,000
sure.
miles. But it's a little different than what we're talking about. I personally, if I was in a Jeep Grand Cherokee looking to purchase one, I would purchase a gasoline engine.
Stay with the gasoline engine.
Yep.
I still think I have a little bit of time. And then also in relation to your caller that was talking about warranties. So as you can tell, I have an older vehicle, and I did put a lot of money into the bottom of the truck.
Right.
So at what point do you decide, or is it just a personal call, you know, how much you've, you know, at what point your truck or
it's
your car
everybody's
finished.
Different. Every vehicle is different. There's got to be a time. You know, there are people that put more money in their car than the car is actually worth. Now you say, well, that's crazy. Well, it's not crazy because you have to replace that vehicle with something. So you have a certain amount of money that you're going to have to spend. And if, say, that's your only money you've got, say you only have $2,800 that you have to spend on your 2003 Durango. So what do? Do you spend $2,800 on a vehicle that you know everything about? You know the history of it? You know all the stuff that's been replaced? Or do you spend $2,800 on a deposit on a new vehicle that's going to give you 6 and 7 years worth of payments? Or do you spend $2,800 on some other vehicle that you know nothing about? So it all depends on the situation. And I've told many of people over the years to bail out and say this is the time to get out of this vehicle, in my opinion. And I've told other people that it's worth spending the $2,800 on.
Okay. All right. And but those extended warranties are kind of an up-in-the-air type thing.
Well, when you get to a vehicle that's got some age to it, buying an extended warranty, if the vehicle's worth $5,000 and you're spending $2,500 on an extended warranty, to me that doesn't make sense.
And that's how much most of them are.
Right.
Because they come through the mail.
That would be like your home insurance, okay? Your home is worth $100,000, but somebody's going to come to you and say, well, for $50,000 this year, I'm going to warrant your home. Well, you wouldn't do that.
Right.
No way.
Okay?
You know, why would anybody spend half of what the house is worth to insure it for 1 year?
And then I understand that they still like hem-haw about whatever could be wrong that you try to when you try to use those warranties too.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Well, I appreciate that input very much. Thank you.
Good luck to you, Sarah. Thank you.
All right. Have a nice day.
You too.
Bye bye.
Bye bye. All right. We've got Mike Lambert hanging on. Mike, how are you, Mister?
I'm good. Can I say one thing about the diesel Grand Cherokees?
Absolutely.
I have several customers that have those.
Mm-hmm.
And they will not drive anything else now.
Okay.
They have had not a lick of trouble with them, and the mileage is phenomenal, and they just go like stink.
Okay. Well, I hope it stays like that, goes like stink.
Yes.
That's what I'm concerned about. I'm not concerned about the first 12,000 miles or 15,000 miles on these, is we don't know what the longevity is. Now, granted, Fiat knows diesels. They've been doing it for years in Italy.
Oh, yeah.
So it should be okay. But
you would think, unless the Americans got a hold of it.
Yeah.
That's the issue, is when they bring something from Europe over here.
Right.
It's what we have to do to it. And that's where you have your problems, in my opinion.
But keep in mind, why would we have to do something to it if there's nothing wrong? So that's another issue.
I think it's our government.
All right. Well, we got to take a real quick break. When we come back, we'll talk about the stuff we're here to talk about, okay?
Yes, sir.
All right. Hold on, Mike. I'll be right back with you, buddy. You're listening to You Ought to Know. Free Talk 930 WFMD.
Lost your mileage with a dirty fuel system. Just a couple miles per gallon adds up to over $6 a tank, and that adds up to hundreds of dollars every year. In just one tank, you can clean your fuel system the professional way with BG44K. Service managers not only use it the most, they use BG44K almost 3 to 1 over any other. Find your shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
I got my mileage back.
BG.
You depend on your car for driving to work, shopping, and carpooling with the kids. So if your car's engine, transmission, or differential gives out, you need to call your auto repair techs to have a remanufactured Jasper product installed. They're built to be better than new, and they'll add years of life to your vehicle. And Jasper engines, transmissions, and differentials power winning cars in the NASCAR Sprint Cup Series, and they'll make you a winner in your race of everyday life. For the nearest Jasper installer, visit jasperengines.com.
To give Grandpa a break, cut us old guys a little slack. See, we didn't grow up like you did. Heck, some of us didn't grow up at all. You have iPads and 3D video games. We had a stick. You see an old guy in a bad mood, that can wear on a man after 50 or 60 years. And hardly any of us went to college. By the time we finished high school, we were older than most of the professors. See, we weren't really thinkers, we were doers. Back in the day, we could pop the hood on anything built in America and get it running with a set of jumper cables, a roll of duct tape, and a 5-gallon drum of Quick Start. We popped the hood on the cars of today. It's like the first time you looked at a picture of a naked woman. You don't see anything you recognize. And you don't have a clue how to get it started.
That, of course, is the one and only soothsayer, Red Green, right here, of course, on Talk Radio, of course. Free Talk 930, WFMD. Pleasure to be with you. Live programming, 10 to 11, the 6th of July. Happy July 4th weekend to all of our listeners. And, of course, the toll-free number to call, 866-96-TALK-CARS. Let's go back with Mike Lambert from the Shine Shop. Michael, once again, good morning, sir.
Good morning, Dave.
You spent the morning at Hunt Valley, where you had 400 to 500 of your best friends out there, huh?
Yeah, it was interesting. It was brutal, though. I'll tell you, it was hot and humid, and standing on that asphalt was not comfortable.
Yeah, blacktop and heat don't sometimes go together too well.
No, not a breeze at all to be had today. So it was a little bit. People were exiting a little early, but it was still a good time.
Good. Well, very good. Glad to hear that. And, of course, yeah. The restaurants are air-conditioned. When people say, how can you stand it down there in Florida where it's so hot? Well, I have a pool, I have air conditioning, and I try not to mow the lawn at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, you know?
Exactly.
Yeah. Smart, common sense kind of stuff.
Which
does escape me sometimes, by the way. I want to let you know that. So, anyway, great to talk to you. There's a lot going on with the car shows coming up next week. I'm Brave down in Florida. I'm in charge of a car show that's tomorrow. So we'll see how it does on the holiday weekend. But I'm hoping there's still a lot of people in town.
Yeah, you should be fine. I mean, Florida, there's always people there.
I think so. Yeah, we don't usually close the state too often, you know?
No. And this weather is normal down there.
So yes, it is.
You're good.
We're good. But we do, by the way, I am letting you know that this is the last show for the season as such. We won't be starting any more shows until the end of September because July and August can be brutal. Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
All right. So
all right.
Tell us about what's going on. What do you want to talk about today, mister?
Well, we'll talk about caring for your vinyl real quick, and then I got a couple car shows that are next week.
Sounds good.
So we have... We always talk about leather and your fabric and all, but we very rarely talk about the vinyl, so I thought we'd talk about that.
Okay, we're talking about the poor folks stuff, huh?
Yeah, the poor people's cars.
Not true. You were saying earlier in the show before that vinyl is really in everybody's car, you know, even the high-dollar cars.
Oh, absolutely. So we're talking about, you know, like your door panels, the door thresholds, the seats. Even like we talked about earlier, I have a customer with a brand new Mercedes wagon. You cannot get leather in that car. So it is a Mercedes-Benz, they call it Tech, which is probably the absolute best vinyl upholstery that I've ever seen. I've seen it on cars that sat outside for 20 years. It doesn't crack. It always looks new. So I don't know what they do, but that's the way to go.
Good.
So anyway, you want to get a soft upholstery brush, not a stiff one. And some microfiber towels, and then you want a good interior cleaner or a dedicated vinyl cleaner, and you want to follow the directions and apply the cleaner as needed. I generally don't spray anything on the interior. I spray it on my towels and use it and wipe the towels on what I want to clean. You can also, like for the threshold pieces where you get the shoe scuffs and things like that, you can use a Mr. Clean Magic Eraser. Or even a plain old ink eraser will remove that and not damage the material.
Hmm.
Now, you don't want to go after it like you're sanding the paint off a car.
Right.
You just, you know, gently rub it back and forth and follow the directions on the product.
And I hate to be a pain in the lower extremities, but I got to bring up those 1 or 2 year Priuses that could really mess things up because you got to check your owner's manual. You know, there's a couple Prius out there that had some special interiors made of no cow involved, and they really can get torn apart by just regular cleaner, can't they?
Exactly. So, you know, we always recommend, and it goes without saying, to check your owner's manual and see what they recommend. But generally, the over-the-counter cleaners are fine for most interiors. But just double-check your owner's manual.
Yeah, because there are a couple of them out there that can sting you, no doubt.
Right. And you want to be gentle, especially like some of the Chevrolets, the bottom of the door panels have like a textured surface that is so soft that just rubbing it once with your foot destroys the surface.
Mm.
And if you go rubbing that with a real stiff brush or something, you'll just destroy the panel. So be gentle. You don't have to really go after any of this. As always, blot up any stains or anything that spills right away. And then the good thing about vinyl is if it's so far gone, if you have an older collectible car or something like that, old Corvette with vinyl interior, you can find replacement covers that are just the same as new old stock, or you can just take it to an upholstery guy, and they can re-dye that. And with the dyes that are out there nowadays, it's almost a permanent repair, and you won't even know if the guy's really good at it. So that may be the way to go also for that, okay?
Very good. All right, well, let's talk about some of the things that are going on. Now, you couldn't find too much going on this particular weekend. Yeah. Well, it's a July 4th weekend. A lot of people are family-oriented, car shows can be either very successful or you can hear crickets. So I guess they didn't want to take a chance on hearing crickets at a car show.
Yeah, I mean, you have your cars and coffees that are today and tomorrow. Clarksburg is every other Sunday, and that's tomorrow. Tomorrow would be their Sunday.
Okay.
The Church of the Holy Donut around here is every Sunday. And then, you can just check on the internet. You'll find local cars and coffees. They're always going on.
Okay.
But we have, for next weekend, we have Saturday, July the 13th, and this is a really cool show. The Chesapeake Bay Region Classic Car Club is having their Eastern Grand Classic. And it's a free show. And this is from 10 to 3 at the Turf Valley Resort on Route 40.
Mm-hmm.
It's right near I-70. So if you're coming down 70, get off where it says Ellicott City, and you're right there. And it'll be 40 automobiles from the years 1917 to 1948. And these are the Cords, the Delahays, you know, the older Mercedes and things like that.
Right.
And some of these cars have won at Amelia Island and Pebble Beach. So it's going to be really, really nice cars there. And I'll be there. A couple of friends of mine will be there, so I'm really interested to see that. And, like, again, it's a free show.
Great.
So you can't beat that.
You bet.
And then next Sunday, July the 14th, we have the Bakery Express Car Show from 8 to 1 at 4711 Holland Ferry Road in Halethorpe, Maryland. It's $15 registration fee open to all vehicles. Dash plaques given out, and the proceeds go to the charity that the Bakery Express has chosen. And food is available at the Bakery Express.
Excellent.
And then we have also the Corvette Club of America 46th Annual Car Show from 9 to 2 at Sports Chevrolet in Silver Spring, Maryland. There'll be a DJ, breakfast, and lunch available. It's open to all vehicles. It's $100 cash awards to the top Corvette and top non-Corvette. And the proceeds benefit the Caring Matters community charity.
Excellent. Now tell us a little bit more about the events that are tomorrow, which would be your Clarksburg and also the Church of the Holy Donut. Give us a little bit of locations on those in case somebody listening doesn't have a clue to what you're talking about.
Okay, the Clarksburg Cars and Coffee is at the Harris Teeter Shopping Center in Clarksburg, and you can Google that for the map. I honestly can't tell you how to get there. I have to follow my phone to get there. And that's close to the Frederick area, in Germantown, in that area. So that's a good one to go to.
Uh-huh.
A lot of nice people, a lot of interesting cars, plenty of restaurants right around there. And then the Church of the Holy Donut is in Burtonsville. If you head towards Columbia, from my house in Reisterstown, it's a 15-minute drive. So it's not that far at all.
Right.
And real nice people, a lot of everything down there. There's Starbucks and Roy Rogers and Dunkin' Donuts. They're both start at 8 o'clock, and the one in Burtonsville goes till when everybody leaves, and then the one in Clarksburg is 8 to 11, I believe it is.
There you go. And, of course, you know, Church of the Holy Donut, you can actually say, after you've been there, that you went to church on Sunday, which is the real reason why Mike wants to go.
I go, so I sound like I've been to church.
There you go. So. Well, Mike, thank you so much. Your information, 410-833-1632. That's the local number that you can grab Mike at. Ask him any questions you'd like during the week. And keep in mind, going to the website should have most of those questions answered also.
Yep.
TheShineShopAutoDetailing.com. And, of course, follow them, Mike and Lena Lambert, on Instagram and Facebook, The Shine Shop Auto Detailing. Thank you, mister. Appreciate you doing today, mister. Thanks.
Thank you. It's a pleasure being here, as always.
All right. Have a great day, Mike.
You too. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Mike Lambert from The Shine Shop. Going to take a real quick break. Back in just a few moments. You're listening to You All to Know. It's Saturday mornings, 10 to 11, right here on Free Talk 930 WFMD. Back in just a few moments at 866-96-TALK-CARS.
Just fine before I met you. I drink too much and that's an issue, but I'm okay. Hey, truth tell your friends it was nice to meet them, but I hope I never see them again. I know it breaks your heart. We moved to the city and I broke down crying. 4 years, no calls. Tell this one to Gorbachev. You know, there's a 10-year delay in the Soviet Union of delivery of an automobile. And only one out of seven families in the Soviet Union own automobiles. There's a 10-year wait. And you go through quite a process when you're ready to buy, and then you put up the money in advance. And this happened to a fellow, and this is their story that they tell, this joke. That this man, he laid down his money, and then the fellow that was in charge said to him, okay, come back in 10 years and get your car. And he said, morning or afternoon? And the fellow behind the counter said, well, 10 years from now, what difference does it make? And he said, well, the plumber's coming in the morning.
The one and only President Reagan, of course, talking about a joke of buying a car in Russia. I'm Dave Serio. It's Saturday morning, 10 to 11, right here on Free Talk 930 WFMD. This is You Ought to Know. Let's go to the phones. We have Gus on the line. Good morning to you, Mr. Gus.
Good morning, Dave. How are you today?
I'm doing well, sir. Doing well.
Great. 2010 Honda Civic, my wife's car. The AC compressor locked up.
Oh, boy.
And I bypassed it with a smaller, a smaller belt so she could still drive the car.
Right. Kind of still drive the car without air conditioning.
Yeah, I know. That's true. I'm going to take it somewhere here in Baltimore. I'm not sure where.
Okay.
But what exactly will need to be replaced?
The
I hear different stories about different parts, and so
I would go with a new system. They have rebuilt and they have new. I would go with new, probably made in China, but so far very, very good results. You've got the compressor. You have what's called a receiver dryer, which is just a fancy name for a filter.
Okay.
You also have the AC condenser on your 2010. Probably will need replacement. So you're probably talking somewhere between $1,000 and $1,300 to replace all those parts.
Okay, so that's the three parts, the compressor, the receiver dryer, and the condenser. Okay.
Correct. Mm-hmm.
I wasn't sure. I talked to a couple people, said, nah, you don't have to do the condenser.
There's single-flow condensers go in one direction, and that means that the contaminants from the failed compressor that has failed in your car have made its way into the unit. And if you don't replace it, you're going to have a condenser that's going to clog, and it's going to damage the new AC compressor.
Okay. That's what I needed to know.
Okay.
All right, Dave. Thank you so much. You have a great weekend.
You too. I wish I had better news for you, but the good news is AC is important nowadays, and with the temperature we have, I'd say your wife is going to put up with it for maybe another week more.
I don't think so.
I hope. Sorry about that.
Okay. All right, Dave.
Thank you, Gus.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Let's go to the phones, and we are going to go to the Dynamic Duo. This is Todd and Jose from Dynamic Automotive. Guys, good morning to you.
Good morning, Dave. How are you?
I'm doing great. So, I think that's a good answer to the question. Your wife probably doesn't go too long without air conditioning in the car. Would you guys agree?
Yeah, that's going to have to be done sooner than later, especially in this hot stuff that we've got going on right now.
Absolutely. Yeah.
I know you guys had some of the hottest temperatures last week. I was there for a week, or 6 days, should I say, and got some of the most beautiful weather. It was hot, but, hey, I'm from Florida. I like hot. But, it was hot, but no rain, and Maryland was very good to me.
Yeah, you were lucky. It is steaming up here right now.
I hear.
And, just to bring that AC comment back up, I don't think she's going to put up with that nonsense for another 24 hours.
I think you're right.
She's going to want that AC.
I was wishful thinking in the week. I really was.
So that was an interesting subject because I looked over to Todd when he indicated his AC system his compressor had locked up and he yes. needed to replace it. And Todd said, oh, yeah, he's going to need a condenser.
Yep, absolutely.
And then, of course, you started talking about that. That is really interesting, and I was wondering why Todd explained it to me. Go ahead, Todd.
Yeah. Same as you said, Dave, but there, you know, when the compressor locks up, there's certainly some shrapnel that probably gets dislodged from the compressor.
Right.
And makes its way into places where it doesn't belong. And, you know, there's really no flushing a condenser. You really just have to replace it. Likewise with the metering device, whether it be an expansion valve or an orifice tube, you know, that's the next spot of plugging. So, you know, you always want to replace those components all as an assembly and get that thing going and blowing ice cubes again.
Right. And what I didn't get a chance to mention to Gus is a lot of your AC compressor companies, the suppliers, will not even offer you a warranty unless they send you the condenser, the receiver, dryer, and everything they need, because they want to make sure it's replaced. If it's not, it's going to damage the new AC compressor, and they're going to be pretty adamant that it's not their fault. It's not the compressor's fault.
Exactly right. You know, we offer a 3-year, 36,000-mile warranty, but we are bound to those, I don't want to call them regulations, but those parameters where if it is suggested by the factory and they only will supply their warranty if you replace those components, that's the only way we're going to do it.
Absolutely. You can't afford to replace compressor after compressor when your manufacturer or the supplier doesn't back you up. So you have to go with their rules, and there's a reason why they have those rules, because it's been there and done that.
Yeah, and you know, during the conversation, you also mentioned a very, very good point. Going with new, not remand.
Yep.
And I made the mistake a few years back putting on a remand compressor on my Chevy pickup truck, and I headed out for vacation. Halfway there, it just burned right on up on me.
Man.
Never do that again. I will always buy a new compressor.
And that woman still married you. Amazing.
That's the truth. Yeah. What happened is, you know, we put the vacation on the back burner for a couple of days because of that incident.
Yes, and that's
never buy a reman AC compressor. Always buy a new AC compressor.
In my opinion, that's the way to go. Absolutely.
Yeah.
All right.
If you're gonna spend that kind of money, go new.
Well, we have about we have about a minute and a half to before we go to break, and so we want to. What else is going on, Mr. Todd? Because you are the pulse of the shop when it comes to the actual work and to take mechanical work, okay, not the actual work. Mr. Jose does a hell of a lot of job taking care of the customers and getting things organized and making sure you know what's going on. But what's been going on in the shop?
Well, you know, just general service work. About the only out of the ordinary thing we've got is it's actually another computer failure that we're working through right now.
Okay.
And it's on a little bit older Dodge Ram, and it intermittently is setting a camshaft position sensor code. You know, doing lab scope testing with this thing, we could see on the lab scope that we did have good and proper signal getting to the computer, but with the data coming through the scan tool, it was losing that signal internally.
Wow.
You know, went back and forth with it. The data's there, but it's not reading it. So, you know, we came to the conclusion that we needed to replace this computer. Unfortunately, it's been discontinued by Dodge a few years back.
Don't you just love that? Yes.
Yep. So we've actually got this thing sent out yesterday out to a rebuilder that we've used in the past successfully, and they're going to do their magic to it, and we expect it back sometime next week, and we'll get this truck back up and running again.
Well, very good. When we come back, we'll talk about Dynamic Automotive's locations. I'm Dave Serio. It's Saturday morning, and let's talk Beach Boys for Spirit of America. Whose line is it anyway? Of course, the show. I love it. and I hope you do too. And, of course, the guys from Whose Line Is It Anyway? Strange State Signs. I'm Dave Serio. It's Saturday morning, and that means you ought to know. Right here on Free Talk 930 WFMD, every Saturday morning from 10 to 11. We've got the guys from Dynamic Automotive, the Dynamic Duo on the line, Todd and Jose. Todd, I didn't mean to cut you off there. I apologize. Up against a hard stop there. But you're right about the work that needs to be done on these cars, the AC systems and modern cars. The AC condenser needs to be replaced. And people who don't have that done, yeah. And you are the bravest man I know because you are brave enough to replace a computer system in an automobile. It's got to be one of the last things that you'd say can cause a problem because they're so hard to diagnose.
Absolutely. And, you know, a lot of that comes down to doing proper testing. I mean, yep. You got to do the testing. You got to be sure of yourself before you pull that trigger because with electronics, once you pull that trigger, you own it. You know, there's no sending it back. I mean, it's got to be right. And that's where, you know, using the oscilloscope, to look at your data coming in and knowing what that data should look like and interpreting the data properly. I mean, that all comes with experience, and that's just where we shine. I mean, you got to know what you're doing.
Did you check with Dorman to see if they had one available?
I did not. Okay. You know, I definitely wanted to fix this vehicle. I don't know the quality of Dorman computers. I've never used them. I don't even know if they do manufacture them or not.
Yeah, double check from now on. You may want to double check from now on. I've had some very good success with Dorman computers for your American vehicles. So, you may want to
look them up next time. Definitely.
Yeah. It's a little easier than sending it out and having it redone because of the time frame, but I've been very successful with them. So just a thought. I'm not saying that, you know, everything's perfect and the world is a crazy place, but I have been very successful with those over the years.
I might have to check them out next time. I have used A1 Cardone in the past. And
right.
Unfortunately, nobody had one local, so I was still in the special order group. So
right.
That's why we just went ahead and sent it out to a rebuilder.
Good.
And they're going to do their magic and get it back to us.
CBA?
In the beginning, Dorman did have some issues. I know that for a fact, but we're talking many, many years ago. But I have been very successful with them over the last 5 to 7 years with electronics and the computers. So just a thought. All right.
Absolutely. We'll look them up next time.
Okay. Jose, if you'd be so kind, let's talk about the four locations because we have about 3 minutes before Craig Shipp takes care of the airwaves.
Okie dokie. If you need service here in the Liberty Town area, if your AC isn't cooling properly or you have a check engine light on or any kind of service or repair for your vehicle, give Todd a call at 301-694-6250. He is at the Liberty Town location. We are open from 8 to 6 Monday through Friday, 8 to 3 on Saturday. Our original location is in New Market, and their phone number there is 301-694-5460. They also do full service on cars and trucks. You will talk to my partner, Lee, or Sarah at that location. They have the same hours of service over there as we do. And then our largest location, which is right off of Route 270 in beautiful Urbana, their phone number there is 301-874-8833. That is a full-service facility, a one-stop shop that boasts a 4-bay quick lube facility up front, a 9-bay repair shop, and a 60-foot soft cloth car wash that Mike Lambert, the extreme detailer, swears by. Give us a call at Urbana over there. And then our final location in Frederick, Maryland, is run by Big Bobby Allen. Their hours are 7 to 5. They're open Monday through Friday. Give Big Bobby Allen a call at 301-662-3300. They do a lot of fleet truck and Jeep modifications at that location. Give Big Bobby Allen a call. And if you mention Dave Serio and or the show, you want to know, you will get 10% off on parts and labor for whatever service or repair you have done. Just mention Dave Serio, and you ought to know, and you'll get that discount.
And that's at all four locations. And shouldn't Big Bobby Allen be racing tonight on NASCAR? I'm telling you, that guy's got that name. He should have done that. He really should have. I'm telling you.
I know. Yeah, that is a that's a champion's name right there.
Very good. All four locations. And by the way, how is New Market going?
The building process is off the ground, Dave.
Great.
Now we are scrubbing the land,
okay,
leveling it out. The process has definitely begun. We're looking at 140 days to 180 days, and hopefully our doors will be opened at that new location with the Nate Bay shop.
Fantastic. Right across the street from the old location. And the old location, you're going to end up start maybe selling some cars.
Yeah. We may dabble in selling some used cars off of that lot.
Great.
It would probably be a good thing to do. Yeah,
I would think so. And, you know, everybody knows in the area about your honesty and the way that you run your business. And I would expect, of course, car sales to be no different for you. So that means a lot to people in the area.
Absolutely. We would stand behind all of the vehicles that we would sell.
Very good. All right, so dynamicautomotive.net is the place to go on the web to find out more. All four locations open Monday through Friday, couple open on Saturday. There's a lot going on, but you definitely want to use Dynamic Automotive if you're in the Frederick area and you have a problem with your automobile. We appreciate you guys.
Thank you, Dave. Doing a great job.
Todd, excellent job as always. Good luck with the computer repair on that Dodge. And, you know, let us know next week how that goes, okay?
Absolutely. Will do, Dave.
Okay. Todd and Jose, the dynamic duo from Dynamic Automotive. Thanks, guys.
Take care, Dave.
See ya. All right.
See ya.
Always good to have them. But now I believe we have Mr. Craig Shipp from Frederick.com. Am I correct?
Yes, you are correct. I got to turn down the radio there. I was listening to them. I always like to hear what they have to say.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Know, I have my Prius serviced by them, and it just, I mean, you know, every day it just runs like a brand-new car, and it's a 2004.
Fantastic.
So you have them service your car, and you can just run it basically forever. Of course, it helps to buy a Toyota in the first place.
Right, and I was probably one of the guys in 2004 or 5 that was probably saying, you know, these Prius, we don't know how long they're going to last, you know, the batteries and all that, but you've been very successful with yours.
Mine's the original hybrid battery pack, knock on wood. I just knocked on my head for those that are listening on the radio. So, all right, I've got some events here for you.
Yes, sir.
Battle of the Beast tonight at the J Bar W Ranch. If you haven't been to that rodeo. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. It's a blast, and it starts at 7 p.m. Gates open around 5. I'd get there early. It is just a really fun event, and it is affordable. I don't remember the exact price, but actually, it does say here adults are $15.
Okay.
Children 6 to 12 are $10, and under 6 free. So
and
it says it right on the event information.
It is a great show.
By the way,
By
the way, I'm reading this information from facebook.com/Frederick County. You just click on events, and they're all right here, nice and handy. There's going to be a steam engine show at Smithsburg, and that's two dates, September 28 and 29. So that's, you know, ways off, but that's a kind of a unique event, so I figured I would mention it. We've got Tuesday night trap shooting here in Thurmont on the 9th. By the way, also this week coming up is the parade. This Thursday coming up is the parade in Thurmont, which is a big parade, and it kicks off the Fireman's Carnival.
Gotcha.
Where they raise money for the fire station and so forth.
Sure. Uh-huh.
So that's a fantastic parade. I try to cover it every year.
Great.
And a lot of our sponsors are involved in that parade as well. Let's see here. I've got some live entertainment. Secondhand Ramblers are going to be at the Bushwallers Pub on the 19th. There's just a whole bunch of stuff coming up here. Of course, you know, this is event season. They've got the Touch a Truck event that you've been to at Adventure Park USA.
Yep.
That's July 25th. So people want to check that out. They've got other events at Adventure Park, a paint night coming up on the 29th. So just check it out, folks. Come on over to Facebook.com/Frederick County. And if you search on Facebook, Frederick County, you'll see the spire come up. That's the logo for the page. Just click on that and come on in and click on events, and you'll see what's going on.
Craig, we appreciate it very much, sir. Thanks for working with us last week with Frank Mitchell. I appreciate you doing that. And we thank you for coming on the show and letting us what's going on in Frederick and Washington counties, buddy.
Yep, that was a lot of fun. And by the way, the video from the 4th of July race, the Barbara Fritchie Classic Motorcycle Race, that video is up on the Frederick County Facebook page. If people want to take a look and like, comment, and share on that, it helps us out.
Sounds good. Thank you, Craig. Appreciate it, buddy.
Thanks. Great show, Dave.
Thank you, sir.
Bye-bye.
Craig Shipp from Frederick.com. I'm Dave Serio. We hope you've enjoyed this episode of You Ought to Know, and we look forward to talking to you again live next Saturday morning. Happy July 4th to you, and we'll talk to you soon right here on Free Talk 930 WFMD.
If it's a car you lack, I'd surely buy you a Cadillac.